Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
England face Argentina in a blockbuster World Cup semifinal at the Atlanta Stadium in Georgia on Wednesday, the 15th of July, with kickoff at 8 p.m. British summertime, as reported across multiple outlets. Both sides reached the last four through dramatic extra time goals, with Jude Bellingham saving England against Norway and Julian Alvarez's strike keeping defending champions Argentina alive against 10-man Switzerland. The winner will face tournament favorite Spain in the final, with England chasing their first World Cup title. The match also marks the first time Lionel Messi, despite holding 205 caps across a 21-year international career, will ever face the Three Lions. The game will be shown live in the UK on BBC One and BBC iPlayer. Injury concerns, however, are casting a shadow over the semifinal. England's Declan Rice has battled both a neural back problem and a sickness bug throughout the tournament, though manager Thomas Tuchel has expressed confidence in his availability after Rice trained the day before the match. Reece James, who missed three successive games with a hamstring injury, returned from the bench in the quarterfinal against Norway, offering some defensive relief, though Jarrell Kwanzaa remained suspended. Perhaps the most remarkable injury story involves Jordan Henderson, who snapped his arm falling over an advertising hoarding after England's win over Mexico, underwent surgery, and yet appeared among the substitutes for the quarterfinal, though he has since been ruled out for the rest of the tournament, following further surgery on a wrist and forearm injury. Argentina, meanwhile, continue to manage a defensive injury list that includes Facundo Medina, who has missed several knockout games with a calf problem, though the squad is otherwise at full strength. On the other side of the draw, France face a more troubling situation after Arsenal defender William Saliba went down untouched during the semifinal loss to Spain and now faces a race to be fit for the third-place playoff on Saturday. Spain, who stormed through to the final despite being without wingers Jeremy Pino and Victor Munoz since the group stage, will hope to remain healthy ahead of the showpiece. Spain cruised past France into the World Cup final. Spain delivered one of the most dominant performances of this World Cup, beating France 2-0 in a semifinal that was not nearly as close as the scoreline suggests. Spain's cohesion and collective quality simply overwhelmed a fragmented French side, with Rodri and Fabian Ruiz controlling the midfield with remarkable ease, leaving France with almost no foothold in the game. Pau Cubarsí kept Kylian Mbappe almost entirely quiet, while fullbacks Marc Cucurella and Pedro Porro were outstanding throughout. France were hampered by a half-fit Orion Tchouaméni and an Adrien Rabiot who was booked early and fortunate not to be sent off, forcing manager Didier Deschamps to withdraw him before the second half. Lamine Yamal won the first-half penalty that opened the scoring, cleverly catching Lucas Digne off guard as the Aston Villa left-back attempted to clear a loose ball. Porro then sealed the win with a clinical finish after a sharp, incisive Spain move cut through the French defense in the second half. Whoever emerges from the other semifinal will face a formidable Spain side that looks every bit like a genuine World Cup winner.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from One Football and its news partners, and was produced with the support of Artificial Intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.